Hey guys, I hope everybody's staying safe and healthy. We are starting to get a little stir crazy at our house. Are you? We are so ready to see our friends again. I cannot wait until I get to meet my friends for coffee and we get to have some play dates. Emmeline, what are you most excited to do again?
See my friends.
All right, Addison, how about you? What's one thing you're looking forward to doing?
Play outside with my friends.
I think we all miss our friends. So, how about you? What's one thing that you can't wait to do when all this is over? Go ahead, hit pause, talk about it, and then come right back. All right, for the next few minutes, I want us to take a look at part of the Easter story that we didn't really focus on before. This part of the story was after Jesus came riding in on the donkey. Do you remember that? But before he died on the cross and rose again. Did you talk about the Last Supper with your family? The Last Supper is what we call the special meal that Jesus had with his disciples in the upper room. Lots happened that night, but I want us to focus on this one part. So go ahead, grab a Bible if you don't have one nearby, then hurry back. We can find this part of God's story in John 13. John tells us that Jesus knew that the time had come for him to die, so he wanted to teach his disciples a few more lessons and show them exactly how much he loved them. So, while the meal was being served, Jesus stood up from the table, took off his outer cloak, and wrapped a towel around his waist. I bet that was kind of strange for the disciples to watch, don't you think? Do you normally stand up at dinner and take off your jacket and wrap a towel around your waist? Well, next, Jesus started washing the disciples' feet and drying them with the towel that he was wearing. This definitely blew the disciples' minds. You see, washing feet was a job for the very lowest servant. It was a gross job. People wore sandals around all the time and their feet were dirty. They had dirt roads and lots of animals running around, and you know what animals leave behind. Gross. So washing feet was one of the worst jobs that you could have. Can you imagine what the disciples must have been thinking? For Jesus to make himself a servant and wash their dirty feet? When Jesus got to Simon Peter, he even spoke up and asked Jesus what he was doing. Jesus explained to him that he wouldn't understand right then what was happening, but that he would later. Jesus went on to explain even more to his disciples. So let's look at John 13, 12 through 17 to see what Jesus had to say. When he had finished washing their feet, he put on his clothes and returned to his place. "Do you understand what I have done for you?" he asked them. "You call me teacher and Lord, and rightly so, for that is what I am. Now that I, your Lord and teacher, have washed your feet, you should also wash one another's feet. I have set for you an example that you should do as I have done for you. I tell you the truth, no servant is greater than his master, nor is a messenger greater than the one who sent him. Now that you know these things, you will be blessed if you do them." Did you catch that? He said that since he had washed their feet, that they should wash each other's feet. What in the world? Did their feet get dirty again? Or did they really smell that bad? I don't think so. I think that he meant, like verse 15 tells us, that he set an example for us. I think that Jesus wants us to serve others. Jesus made himself like a servant, and that's what he wants for us too. Jesus put others above himself. He showed his friends that they were more important to him than looking cool or feeling important. He put his friends first because he loved them so much. When Josh and I first got married, our Sunday school teacher gave us some homework. He asked us to go home and try to serve the other person more than they served us. He wanted us to look for things that we could do for each other during the week. You see, serving somebody and doing something nice for them shows them that you love them and that you think they're important. I do love Josh, and I love doing things for him. I love my girls, and I enjoy doing things for them as well. And I bet your parents love you and do lots to help you out, too. When you do something kind for somebody, when you serve them in some way, you are showing them the love of Jesus. When you hold the door open for somebody at the store, make cookies for a neighbor, help mom clear the dishes after dinner, you're showing love. And verse 17 told us that we would be blessed if we do those things. So, here's your job for the week. I want each one of you to come up with one thing that you can do for somebody else this week. Maybe you want to do something for somebody in your house. Maybe you want to color a picture and mail it to somebody. You can pick anything, but it can't be a regular chore. Those don't count. So, Addison, what's something that you plan to do for somebody else this week?
Make breakfast.
Make breakfast? Yum. I like breakfast. How about you, Emmeline? What's one way you can serve somebody this week?
Make lunch.
Make lunch? Apparently, we're going to eat a lot at our house, and I'm okay with that. I plan to go upstairs in just a few minutes and put away all of Josh's clean laundry. And that's love, because I really don't like putting laundry away. It is one of my least favorite jobs. So, you find something that you can do to serve somebody else this week. I would love to hear about it once you do. Mom and Dad, it would be great if you would send me a text message or a video to let me know how everybody is serving this week. I love you guys. Can't wait to see you again. Bye!